Good afternoon, Valentin Stalf. You are one of the co-founder of the online bank number 26, a big track record for number 26 with a fundraising of $40 million in the last weeks, and also the license that you get to operate like a normal and a true bank, which might not let the traditional banks quiet about that decision. Thank you for accepting this interview on French Web.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We'd like to concentrate in the first place on the French market. You've announced that you would settle in the coming weeks. At which stage are you regarding those projects in France to settle number 26 and to open the accounts for French clients?
So we already have a couple of French people using our N26 service, because we've rebranded recently from number 26 to N26. And we already have a couple of thousand, I think around 6,000 people based on the French market using our product regularly. But now, as we got our own banking license and we're not anymore operating with a partner bank, we're actually waiting for the migration of customers. So we have to migrate customers from our old banking partner to our own banking platform. We'll be doing that, I think, in October this year. And following this, we'll then also be reopening international markets. So currently, French customers can only sign up for a waiting list to be first enrolled when we reopen. But we're aiming for like reopening that after we migrated to our own banking platform, and then I think French customers can expect to have an account with us later this year. So from, I would say, November onwards.
All right. Would you allow French clients to transfer their traditional bank accounts into your N26? How will it be possible, for example, to close an account to come on your platform?
So today, how it is, actually, if you open an N26 account, it's a fully fledged bank account. So you have the complete functionality. You get an IBAN, you get a BIC. So that's the codes you need to do any transfer. And you can use it as your salary account. You can pay your rent from it. You can do actually everything you expect from a bank account. So an N26 account is from the base functionality very similar to a traditional bank, but it's completely managed on mobile. And I think it's from a pricing perspective, it's very competitive.
So you expect that many clients and many, perhaps it's still the case today, that they close their traditional bank account to come only on your bank? Is it still the case today?
Yes. So normally what we see with all the customers that are using our account, normally they start with maybe transferring 500 euros there. Then maybe they go to 1,000 euros. At one point, they go 1,500 euros there. And at one point, they make it their main account. So I think normally it doesn't happen on the first day. But within the first 2 to 3 months, normally people migrate their whole account, because they just see that it's much easier to manage all your whole financial life on N26 than on a traditional bank, which normally has not the best digital product.
With such an approach, do you fear the reaction of the French traditional banks? Some of them are trying to launch new mobile solutions. Do you think you will meet difficulties in late November, as you said, in France?
So I think I'm very much looking forward to see like the big traditional banks launching first-class mobile and digital products. I think it's a long way from having the vision of launching such a product to really launching a product that is accepted by customers. And I say these banks would have had time to do that like for the last like 10 years, but they didn't do so. So I think I'm also not afraid. So I think it's not so much about the competition. This is a huge opportunity. There are a lot of bank accounts on the French market. I think if we can get a market share of a couple of percentages on the French market, it would be great. I think we are going to be the best product for digital natives. And then it's the choice of the consumer if they want to open an account with us, or maybe there's a competitive offering from a French bank. But I think from today's perspective, we are quite relaxed.
Do you have a name, a bank in mind, who could be one of your main competitors in France, into your eyes today? Maybe Orange, which plans to
yeah, move? I mean Orange is one of the companies from not coming out of banking, but more out of the telco area. I think that could be some competition, but we'll see. I think we still first mover. We have a lot of experience with the product. We are live with the product for over 1.5 years. So we have learned throughout that, and our product now is much better than it was early on. And now with our own bank and our own banking infrastructure in the back, we'll have the most modern banking infrastructure in Europe. And I think there we can be very, very competitive on with our going to competition with any bank on the market.
Besides being competitive, can you describe maybe the strategy you have in mind to settle in France? Which steps do you want to meet in France to grow?
So I think the first step for us is to reopening later this year. And then I think we would like to go to a couple of 100,000 customers within the first like year or first 2 years. I think that would be a great success for.
Will you have marketing investment, for example, in France, or how do you plan to tackle the market? Do you have a special strategy as a startup?
Yeah, normally, I mean, our company is normally based. All the customers that we get is normally 90% is virality. So people talking about the product, really driven by our product experience, people liking the product, inviting friends, and I think that is going to be the same strategy on the French market. Besides of this, we'll also put a little bit of marketing resources into it, because the big challenge for someone starting from scratch or starting new in the market is always making people excited about the brand and getting them to know our product, actually. So obviously, we'll be also investing a little bit in marketing.
Have you noticed some characteristic on the French market, maybe some differences with the neighbor, Germany? Where you are based.
Yeah, I think the biggest difference is that the products on the French market are much more expensive than they are on the German market. And then also from, I think, a digital experience, I think that the products on the French market are even a little bit less modern than they are on the German market. But I think Germany and the French market are on a very similar level in terms of the digital experience, but the French market being a little bit more expensive. I think from the usage of the product and how people think about digital. I think digital natives in general, so people between 18 and 35, they're very, very similar also across borders. But I think especially the lives of young people, they've gotten very European and very international. And therefore, I think the difference today is much less between two or 25-year-olds being based in Paris and in Vienna and in Berlin, comparing to someone being based there 20 years ago. I think people like the same brands. They have very similar payment and banking needs. So therefore, it's much easier for us actually to apply the same product in different markets across Europe.
So if I sum up your strategy in France, it would be mainly concentrated on early adopters, young people maybe on social networks through the virality of your brand. Is that right? Is that the strategy you plan for to grow in France?
Yes. So I think that the strategy first is really launching our product, getting the early adopters, the opinion leaders on board that you normally get quite quickly, and then expanding from there. I think virality is something not to be underestimated. I think it's a really, really strong driver, especially in banking, to make a company big and successful. So I think our core driver is really like the virality and making people talk about our product.
Did you have a financial figure about how much you're gonna invest in France, or?
No, we didn't decide yet on the marketing plans. But if we see that it's successful, so it's in more steps. So we don't say that's the number. But normally we look at it, we see how the product is accepted, what's the first market feedback. And then we extend. But what we have seen from the around 5,000 to 6,000 customers that we already have on the French market, that actually there's a big, big need for innovation, for disruption of banking on the French market. So I think there will be have some resources to be invested also in marketing on the French market, but it's not decided yet.
And last question, maybe, Valentin. As a game changer in the banking area, do you have any plans in the blockchain, the Bitcoin? You might have heard about many startups working on those on those matters?
So today we obviously have looked into Bitcoin as well, but I think today if you look at the impact for the end consumer, there are many more quick wins that you can actually do before you integrate Bitcoin that actually make the life of your user in banking much easier. It starts with the login and opening an account completely digital. It starts maybe with being informed about the transaction in the same second. So there are a lot of quick wins that we are working on, getting more transparency, maybe tagging transactions in different categories. And today we didn't have so much time. Actually, I think that the value add of Bitcoin for the end consumer is not so big right now. We obviously looked into it. I think we'll have some areas where we can use it, especially in core banking. But at the moment, we don't have anything that's going to launch within the next 12 months based on Bitcoin.
So you're going to keep the control on the system of N26 in the first place?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Valentin Stalf. We look forward to have some news about N26 in France.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.